An absolutely essential part of your experience of overcoming addiction is to keep a journal. And I'm mindful that lots of therapeutic processes include the keeping of a journal. So if this is something you've done before, do bear with me, as the journal that I want you to keep is very specific. My first observation is that I see keeping a journal as a key part of developing your progress. It does take some time, although the more you do it, the easier it becomes. Some of what goes into the journal is to create shift in focus, looking at what is going well, the successes of each day. So your journal needs to include at least, and I cannot stress this enough, at least 20 things that have gone well during the day. And remember, this can be anything that's gone to plan. The hot shower, the tasty breakfast, catching the bus on time, completing chores at home or tasks at work. Anything, literally anything that went well. You then need to include details of any urges. How powerful on a scale of 1 to 10 the urge was. What were you doing? How were you feeling? And what were you thinking? How long did the urge last? How did you ride the urge and avoid lapsing? What can you learn from how you managed the urge? If you lapsed, note again what you were doing, how you were feeling and what you were thinking. Did this start as an urge that simply overwhelmed you and led to lapse? Or was something else going on? What can you learn from the lapse? And finally, make a note of anything else that feels important to you. And note the reasons for this being important.